if that makes you hunger for Radcliffe and lard, I'm afraid you're doomed to disappointment for the next couple of hours. John Peel with you, and that was Man or Astro Man on Drug Racer Records of, well, Huntingdon and Athens, Georgia. And that comes from an EP called UFOs and the Men Who Fly Them. And if you get hold of a copy of the record, and I urge you to do so, you'll find that the sleeve turns into, it says on the back of it, to make useful, no, it doesn't say useful, it says to make flying saucer disc. And you can actually do that if you want to do so. And it says ages three and up. It'd have to be a pretty cute three-year-old, I think, to actually put this together and make a flying saucer out of it. But I won't have a silly competition where you can go ahead and try and do it, because it would just fill the mails with things which broke in transit. These are the Space Monkeys. On Factory 2 Records from the Space Monkeys. That's the title track from an EP, I suppose, called Blowing Down the Stylus. Now, the pop career of the Orb has been a rum business, by and large. Started off pretty well, I felt, and then got into a lot of sort of rather mysterious areas, and people weren't terrifically keen on some of the things that they did, and they did loads of sessions for us, one of which actually moved Andy Kershaw to make an official complaint to the BBC, because he found it so unpleasant. And they've got a new 12-inch coming out fairly soon, I suppose, four songs anyway, on some form of record, and this is one of them. It's called Toxygen, I guess, or Toxygen.
Now, wait a minute.
Return to form, I'd say so. It sounds pretty good to me. That's the Orb, 1996 style. I always like things with bits of train in them, anyway. And that's called Toxygen. Toxygen, I don't know. Pronounce it as you will. And I'll play you another track from this forthcoming four-song EP later on in the programme, obviously. This is the first one broadcast. They're in session this evening. And, well, when they originally recorded this, it was called The Note, but it's now called Message from Home and occurs on the current EP, the copy of which, of course, I've got is warped and doesn't play properly, as you know if you've been listening in the last couple of weekends, but I hope to get a flat copy in time for next weekend's programmes.
Bye.
Look at him, music playing in the background as well as in the foreground. Well, never mind, who cares, as long as it's good. That's a broadcast, whatever they decide to call it. It's just fine with me. Originally The Note, and now called Message From Home. And I've just noticed on the, the schedule thing here on one of the screens in the studio, that this is described as an eclectic selection. That's kind of cute. I wish I'd thought of that. This is from Hood, another track from their LP Silent 88 on Slumberland Records. And this is The Hidden Ambience of a Lost Art. Starts quietly. Well, quite quietly.
From Lighthouse Family. Mulu. And Manic Street Preachers.
Mrs. Subhead, who are responsible for the growth nights in London. I'd like you to imagine that I know this from personal experience and I'm down there every week or however often they happen, but in fact it's only, I only know because somebody told me. On Sativa Records, it's been around for a while, this one, actually, so I'm a little late with it. An EP called Submerge, and that was Initial Force. Before that it was Hood and The Hidden Ambience of a Lost Art on Slumberland Records. And this next one is from Dakota Suite, and it's another one, rather quiet
you
piece.
How it feels to be me. Well, I don't feel not at all, not at all, not at all. But I know when the I'm
I bet you thought, poor old Blight has nodded off during that long pause in there. Scared me a bit, actually. Put a new battery in the pacemaker and everything's just fine now, but a nerve-wracking moment, but that's how it's supposed to be. On Amos Records out of Leeds, that's a track from Dakota Suite and a new EP called Just Like Jesus, and that was called, appropriately enough, Winter Song. After the news, The Fags.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Two British women who survived the crash of a hijacked Ethiopian airliner have been flown to another island for treatment. The plane ran out of fuel and came down in the Indian Ocean. More than 50 people died. Another 50 are still missing. Frank Huddle was on the plane.
He only had one engine working, and about 5 minutes before we crashed, he came on with the first of two announcements, saying that we were going to have to ditch, to get ready to ditch.
Gwent police are investigating the death of a teenage girl in Monmouth. 17-year-old Beth Robinson was found on a footpath in the town. She'd suffered severe facial injuries. A man is being questioned by detectives. A confrontation between Orangemen and Nationalists in County Antrim has been averted by police. Loyalists plan to march through the village of Dunloy, but were forced to accept RUC advice to abandon their route. Five more people have been taken to hospital after an outbreak of food poisoning in North Lanarkshire. In all, 23 people from the Wishaw area are being treated. It's thought the illness has been caused by bacteria in cold and cooked meat. Police have been interviewing a 21-year-old disabled man kidnapped in Liverpool and freed by armed police in London last night. Doctors say Craig Alley, who has spina bifida, is fit and well. Football: Rangers won the Scottish Coca-Cola Cup after beating Hearts 4-3. And in the Premiership, Arsenal beat Spurs 3-1 to go second in the table. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Angus Crawford.
Radio 1, more new music.
Punk rock, I certainly think so. Those are The Fags on Westside Records from Ypsilanti, Michigan. I mention that every time I play a track from it, just because I'd like you to know that I know how to pronounce Ypsilanti, and the EP is called My Boyfriend is a Janitor, and that track was Breakdown. Black Twang.
Yes. Yeah. God bless the dead. And God bless my unborn descent. Yeah. I'm fearless. Bring your baseball bats, bricks, butters, and Union Jacks. Talk crap like immigrants out, no Irish, no black. Media manipulating, piss-taking tarot cats. Nazi paparazzi won't block me for speaking facts now. How can I be scared? I'm a survivalist, prepared for warfare. Dressed in combat gear, yeah. It's all about survival for real. Kill or be killed on the battlefield, that's the deal. But still, I build and move. Powerful is stepping in my shoes, confidence oozes. I can't lose, it's the ghetto in me. That inner city mentality. Make you want to fight when you step in my locality. Blood spills and fatality. Another part of me, an everyday occurrence. Rest in peace to Stephen Lawrence. And God bless the fearless, yes, that's vested in the struggle. The soldiers that ain't afraid of trouble, man, I'm fearless. 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 Sometimes my mind gets sicker than a child molester's when I think of all the evil things they did to my ancestors. But God blessed us in the Exodus, protected us from the treacherous lecturers, incestuous and lecherous. Now how can I be afraid of the people that enslaved us, took us from Lagos to Barbados with no papers? Racist raiders with crooked faces, the same ones that Bill Harris and Macy's with stolen artifacts and treasure cases. But I ain't watching that for too long, Dredd. I know what's going on. It's all about the Queen's heads, the dead presidents, the pounds and pence, dollars and cents, stocks, assets, investments. Ladies and gents, listen, I'm on a mission to big up my status and my position. Enduring pain like a circumcision. No nervous dispositions, cause I'm ready. I ain't afraid to bury your good cemetery, because I'm fearless. I'm fearless. The world revolves, I sight different things, my mind grows, steady progressing as the wind blows. I'm thick in the midst of this cutthroat business, so my physical fitness is essential, on point with my mental, with quick wits and quick thinking. You could sink quick in quicksand while you're blinking. There's so many unseen elements on the planets reacting, different seals and deals, dodgy transactions. But I recognize the most important elements, earth, wind, fire and water. That's what's relevant to man's existence. Praise the magnificent, bless the benevolent, putting shit on his army in a predicament. I'm God blessed and fearless like Jeff Bridges in the movie. No man can move me, only the father can remove me from the maternity ward to the morgue, from the cradle to the coffin. Original ragamuffin, man can't dead, putting heads to bed with knowledge that's embedded in my system. Wisdom precedes my every move. Nobody move, nobody run, we stand strong, how I'm fearless. 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 I'm fearless.
John Peel with the eclectic selection. I just love that. I think it's so cute. Anyway, Black Twang on Anti-Static Records from their LP Detwork Southeast. And that was called, as you might imagine, what was it called? Fearless. There you go. I knew it was. This is from Spent, The Quarter Conspiracy. solo records now seem to have little bits tagged onto the end just to confuse the DJ. This time it's Spent that have done it on Merge Records in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and a track called The Quarter Conspiracy, and that's on an LP called A Seat Beneath the Chairs. Now, I think probably for the very first time that I can recall, anyway, I'm going to play a record at the wrong speed deliberately. And this is a new 10-inch on Trax Records from Joey Beltram, and it does play at 33 and a third. And it's perfectly fine at 33 and a third, but it lasts 6 minutes when I've checked it against the timing and so forth, so I know this to be the case. It's called Flash Cube, by the way, but it does sound so much better at 45, thus. It's okay at the right speed, don't get me wrong, but much better at the wrong speed, I think. fireworks again. Joey Beltram on Trax Records and Flash Cube. And this is another one from Broadcast there in session. I'm sure we've got some information about their forthcoming activities secreted somewhere in this highly complex studio. Actually, I suspect, in this studio, which I'm on my own at the moment, nobody else in the building, as far as I know, except the security bloke. But I think that you can control the temperatures in here by thought, because I was just thinking to myself, it's a bit hot in here, and the temperature started to go down. I may be wrong, but I think I could be onto something. Anyway, this is a Broadcast and Forget Every Time.
Top 100 tracks for the greatest chart show ever.
Right on.
So what do you want to hear? Pulp? Orbital? The Undertones? Call the headline now with the one song that rules.
Kicks out. Grabs you by the jaw. Nuts are out.
And you could win your top 100.
Do it.
Yeah, okay. 0345. 110. 100.
Call Charged at Local Rate. The greatest chart show ever. Radio 1's top 100 hits. 97 to 99 FM. Get involved. 0345 110 100.
Second week in a row, I'm covered from head to toe in vegetable samosa, and most agreeable it is too. That was Pram on Duophonic Super 45s. Perhaps they've found their spiritual home at last, an EP called Music for Your Movies, and that was Silver Nitrate. And before that, it was broadcast to also record for Geophonic Super 45s, and their EP will be in the shops on Monday, I'm advised, and that track was called Forget Every Time. This is from a compilation LP on the Scooch Pooch label. To eat another vegetable samosa in the course of that one. Or, well, sort of inhaled it, really, rather than ate it. It's a horrible way to go, but great for me. Lord High Fixers on Scooch Pooch and his paranoia, a form of awareness. And a note here from TJ's Clarence Place, Newport, Gwent. Cheap, sweaty fun. And it says the Saints play on Thursday, November the 28th there. Well, I don't know how many of the original members of the band there are, but obviously a historic band right there with the Pistols and the Ramones, as they point out. Supported by Hobgoblin and 100,000 Body Bags. That's this Thursday, TJ's Newport. Port Gwent. And if you feel like sending a fax, and you know, it brightens up our evening, and it might just brighten up yours as well. It's 0645 110 100, particularly if you use somebody else's fax machine on somebody else's phone bill. Right, this is Glenn Brown and King Tubby. I will admit to you, actually, because it's obviously sometimes it says King Tubby's with an apostrophe S at the end of it, and sometimes it says King Tubby. And I bet there are times when you sit there and you think, I wonder why that is, why, you know, if there's a difference between them, what it means exactly. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know either. Glenn Brown and King Tubby, or King Tubbies if you feel like that, and Wicked Can't Run This Dub is the title of the track on Blood and Fire Records. Termination Dub is the title of the LP. While I'm thinking about these things, let me remind you about the Festive 50, because you've only got until Saturday to send in your entry if you plan to send one in. Three favourite tracks of the year. They can be tracks from our sessions, they can be from LPs, they can be singles, doesn't matter at all. Put them in order, if you would, along with your name and address, and you might win an exciting prize. In fact, there will be an exciting prize, I can promise you that. Probably rather more records than you actually want. And send it to John Peel, BBC Radio 1, London W1N4DJ. And as I say, as long as it's postmarked it's got a November postmark on it, that'll be just fine. Or, of course, you can send it to us right now by fax on 0645 110 100. I don't think I'll go any further into the technology because I can't always cope with that. But that'll do for the time being, either by mail or by fax. This is Broken Dog.
Travel with the boy Lard.
Apparently his tortoise has escaped in Bilton Road in Todmorden and it's causing havoc with the traffic, so just keep your eye out for it.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show!
Back tomorrow morning from 6:30, reluctantly on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
Alright!
Thank you.
ends very suddenly. That's Tipsy, that's the name of the artist or artiste, on Asphodel Records out of New York, and Nude on the Moon is the title of the track that I played you. And the other side's pretty good as well, actually. I hate it when DJs lean away from the microphone in this rather amateurish fashion, but there you go, I've just done it. The other side is called Space Golf, and I'll play you one of the mixes on there at some stage too. Before that, it was Broken Dog on Big Cat Records, and a track called Throw Everything Away. There's just so much good stuff around at the moment. I mean, I know I'm always saying this, but it remains true, and it's really difficult. I mean, I put a programme together, and then no sooner have I done it, I listened to a few more records, and I think, oh, I better put that one in and change it all around. It involves a lot of typing, but it's lots of fun, and I hope it is for you too. Festive 50s entries coming in on the fax machine, including one here, or two here, actually, from members of Electroscope. Very much appreciated. And, of course, the chart will, as always, be broadcast over four programmes over Christmas and New Year. A Machine Gun TV. Another one that starts very quietly, I have to admit, but it gets pretty noisy pretty soon, I think it's fair to say. Much strangeness out there, crowd of people, and it seems to be getting stranger. That's on Japan Overseas Records. I'm extremely grateful that I'm on their mailing list now. Machine Gun TV from an LP called Touch, and that was Drop 7. Our session tonight comes from Broadcast, as you will have spotted. This track is titled Untitled.
daisy. She's not needed, she's crazy. She's bandy-legged, pigeon-toed. She don't wear no underclothes. Some folks say her breath smells sweet, but I would rather to smell her feet. She's my darling, consumptive Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, she's a puffin' and a blowin' Sarah Jane. She's a puffin' and a blowin' and a sweatin' and a goin'. She's my darling, consumptive Sarah Jane.
Does he really sing My Darling Consumptive Sarah Jane in the course of that? He does it twice, and I think that's what it is. Anyway, Jazz Gillam from many, many years ago, obviously, and Sarah Jane on Indigo Records from the LP Devil in the Woodpile, subtitled The Essential Recordings of Blues Harmonica. And before that, it was broadcast in session, a particularly notable session this, I think, too, and untitled piece. This is Magistrate and a track called Don't Mess.
This is quite the dopest shit.
Damn,
he don't
be here, y'all.
It's quite the dopest shit.
Damn, he don't be here, y'all.
It's quite the dopest shit.
Damn, he don't be here, y'all.
It's quite the dopest shit.
Eurovision Song Contest entry. I like to think so. This is Magistrate on East Side Records, and the title of the piece is Don't Mess. Back after the news with Hopper. Hold on a second. Let's get that. I knew I was going to get something wrong, and this is it. Hold on a second. I'll find that news jingle if I die in the attempt.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Nearly 50 people are still missing following the crash of a hijacked Ethiopian airliner into the Indian Ocean. More than 70 bodies have been recovered. Award-winning cameraman Mohammed Amin, whose pictures of the Ethiopian famine helped launch Live Aid, was among the dead. A 21-year-old man kidnapped from his home in Liverpool and rescued by armed police has been describing his ordeal. Doctors allowed police to interview Craig Alley, who has spina bifida, after declaring him fit and well. John McIntyre reports.
One officer even dressed as a waiter as part of their undercover operation, which culminated in a dramatic raid by armed police who smashed their way into the rooms using stun grenades. A total of 5 people were arrested, 4 men and a woman, who were expected to be questioned by detectives in Liverpool.
Human rights campaigners have slammed an agreement between the US and China to resume state visits. President Clinton will become the first US president to visit China since the Tiananmen Square massacre. Health officials in Lanarkshire say five more people have been taken to hospital suffering from food poisoning. A total of 23 people are now being treated. It's believed the source of the infection is a butcher shop in Wishaw. Plans to name a street in the German city of Berlin after the late film star Marlene Dietrich have provoked controversy. Some elderly residents claim she was a traitor to Nazi Germany. Radio 1 Newsbeat. I'm Angus Crawford.
Radio 1. More new music.
There's a nail in my side, but I'm frightened to pull it out in spite. I just guess I'm the stranger. I'm over exhausted. Yeah.